Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
There are everyday horses, and then there are once-in-a-lifetime horses. There are experiences that will give you a thrill, and others that take your breath away. The world's largest and most beloved horses are coming to the Oklahoma State Fair September 13th through 15th for the Gentle Giants World Championship. Come join us as America's workhorses, Clydesdales, Percherons, and Belgians prance their way into the arena and straight into your hearts. Get up close for a picture. Stand back in pure wonder. Feel the magnitude of their power and lofty precision of their feet. Don't miss these Gentle Giants at the North American Six Horse Hitch Finals, September 13th and 14th at 6 p.m. and September 15th at 5 p.m. Come see us in Performance Arena 6, where admission is free with the purchase of a State Fair ticket. For details about the North American Six Horse Hitch Finals, visit naclassicseries.com.
Well, active triple-digit gains yesterday changed the tone and direction of the market, and this move elevated contracts off of contract lows, with December and February live cattle futures leading the complex higher with gains over $2. There was pressure in the complex due to seasonal beef demand slowing and ample cattle in the pipeline the next couple of months, which will limit aggressive market support. The oversold cattle market may have reached bottom, giving buyers who have been waiting on the sidelines an opportunity to quickly step into the complex, changing the overall direction of the complex. Cash cattle activity is expected to show limited direction here today, with packers and feeders likely to be slightly more active as the day continues. Now on the hogs, mixed direction expected in the hog complex this morning, although there is some renewed optimism about the potential of a trade deal with China as both sides prepare for the upcoming meetings next month. News reports early today say China will go ahead with current tariffs on pork, soybeans, and other products while rolling back tariffs on other imports. On the grains, wheat contracts are weaker this morning, easing from the highs posted yesterday, but remaining in the short-term uptrend since notching contract lows last week. Wheat contracts have substantial upside resistance to overcome before bears would be in any sense of jeopardy. Initial resistance would be expected at the May 13 corrective lows at 414 basis Kansas City December futures. Wheat doesn't have the supply uncertainty corn and soybeans do, but there are still plenty of wrinkles present and existing supplies. Corn futures are lower from the overnight, but not before new highs for the recovery were made. Bulls are starting to entertain the idea. Seasonal lows have been put in a, well, prospect, which hinges almost entirely on the production estimate released from USDA on Thursday. If USDA pegs 2019-20 U.S. corn crop below the August WASDE, we have likely seen fall lows. Now, we're going to check all your grains when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, one of the great traditions for Superior Livestock is their annual Labor Day sale. It's Labor Day 35, the 11th and 12th of September this year, broadcast live from Fort Worth on SLA-TV, that's Dish Network, satellite channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both the 11th and the 12th at 8 a.m. Central Time, 81,300 head to be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
October live cattle up 195 yesterday, 96.15. December up 205, 101.22. September feeder cattle up 107, 133.90. October up 122, 131.05. October hogs up 12 cents yesterday, 62.72. Kansas City wheat, December up 5 and 3 quarters, 403 and 3 quarters. March up 5 and a half, 417 and a half. Chicago wheat, December up 7 and 3 quarters at 482 and a quarter. March up 8 and a half, 487 and a half. December corn up 7 and a quarter, 361 and a half. March was up 7 and a quarter, 374 and a half. November soybeans up 14 and a quarter, 872. January up 13 and 3 quarters at 885 and 3 quarters. December cotton up 36, 5934. March up 40, 5999. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.